Oh, hello.
And welcome to the 316 podcast, in which Graham and I discuss a user-suggested topic in no longer than 3 minutes 16, the average time it takes for someone on the internet to lose interest in whatever they're listening to. Graham, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good, mate. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. Obviously, we are tempering our spirits somewhat because, of course, there was the bad news this week. I don't want to go on about it, but... yeah, unfortunately, we lost David Bowie this week.
Yeah.
Which is exceptionally sad news. And it's strange, isn't it? Because you think about people like that as being immortal, almost.
Yeah. Yeah, it is quite a shock, really, when you hear something like that, isn't it? It kind of brings home mortality, in a way.
You just don't expect the world to not have David Bowie in it, essentially.
You know what, though? I did read a little article on the same day as well. Mm. Scientists, they said they detected gravitational waves, so we know that Ziggy's up there somewhere, man.
Oh, that's really sweet. I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. Well, David Bowie, it's sad that you're gone, but all I can say is thank you for choosing this planet. It's been a pleasure. Graham, shall we move on to today's topic?
Unless the topic is indeed David Bowie, then yes.
It is indeed David, but no, it's not. You know what, actually, I'm also going to put David Bowie as the backing. We'll get rid of our theme music for this one. I'm just going to have David Bowie in the background of this intro bit. Which...
what song? What song?
I haven't decided. I'll decide in the editing suite. From a copyright perspective, I am going to cross so many boundaries with doing that. But you know what? I don't think Mr. Bowie would have cared, so I'll do that.
Although, just do like 10 seconds of each song, fade it out, and then it's not copyrighted.
Well, my friend, look, here's the thing. I came up with the idea for the 3 Minute 16 podcast not because it was a great concept or because it would inflame the imagination of our listeners, but because I am a very lazy man.
Sure.
And this was the easiest idea for a podcast I could think to edit. So by that token, no, I am not going to be faffing around later on this evening constructing a David Bowie mega mix, I'm afraid. So no, I won't be doing that.
Right. How are we going about this week?
We've got quite a few racked up from listeners, and thank you for keep on posting your topic suggestions down in the comments. I don't know which one to do. Graham, for the record, never knows what we've got planned, so this is all news to him. I guess we can do the pick a number thing, can't we?
Yeah.
Okie dokie. Let's go. The following are all from Carol. She left a few in the comments last time round.
Okay.
So pick a number between 1 and 4.
Four.
Ooh, this is quite an adult conversation we're about to have, Graham.
Okay.
We've got to keep it civil. We've got to not giggle and then laugh immaturely at things of an adult nature.
We're not well equipped for this.
What do you mean? We're the height of maturity.
What's the subject?
The subject today is... how well schools teach sex education.
Well, I don't know about you, but I don't remember any sex education classes.
Me neither. Have you figured it out yet?
I mean, I've heard stories.
Yeah, me too. There was that one kid on our estate. He had sex, didn't he?
So he says. But we all know Jude.
Jude is a credible source. I don't think Jude would lie about something like that. He also swung round the bar at the park once.
I wasn't there.
I heard it from Richard. He said he built up momentum and swung right round the bar.
Oh, we have to ask him to do it again.
Well, yeah, we'll need to. He says he doesn't feel up to it. He said it was like a one-time thing, but I reckon we should, yeah, persuade him. Anyway, sex education. I've got a theory here.
Right.
I reckon we need less sex education.
Okay.
Because if nobody knows what they're doing, right, there will, I'm sure of this, be less teenage pregnancy.
We've been doing it for millions of years, and that was prior to sex education.
I haven't. But no, if No, I think it would be great. If no one knew what they were doing in the bedroom, then we'd have less pregnancy. The world population wouldn't be as, you know, overcrowded as it is now. It'd be perfect. Plus, it would make porn funnier. If people were standing around just on set going, "What? Where am I sticking this?"
Oh.
So, yeah, my mum probably is listening. I hadn't even considered that.
Well done.
Thank you. Yeah, so do you think schools are doing a good job?
Well, I would ask Harriet, because she's actually a teacher. She might have a better idea on this than I. But
She does we need to get her back on the show, by the way. But she teaches a different age range, doesn't she?
Oh, she does, but she's trained to teach any age range. So it's it's not a specific prerequisite that has to be primary school.
I remember putting a condom on a test tube in science class once.
That could have gone wrong.
I was asked to. It was an experiment. It wasn't an experiment at all. Yeah, I was at CERN carrying out particle experiments. No, it was with my Johnnies. No, it was a sex education class. They had everyone putting condoms on. I wasn't just messing around.
It makes a change for you.
It does. I think we've thoroughly busted this topic.
We still haven't really got down. What do you think? Yes or no? Is it enough?
I think we need less. Way less.
I don't remember it, so I think it needs to be more memorable.
Okay, we're in a deadlock on that one. Maybe we'll bust it in a future episode. Maybe not. But for now, we are out of time. Graham, see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.